So U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has called for placing tobacco-style warning labels on social media to alert users that the platforms can harm children's mental health. And it's all because there are so many things being considered by Congress to address this issue. And he's like, look, this is not the end all. This is just a step to start addressing what is happening and the harm it is causing our children. This is 720 WGN, Rose Bronstein, and it looks like Rob is here to join us as well. Both parents of Nate. Nate was bullied so severely by his classmates at the Latin School of Chicago that he decided there was only one option to escape it, and that's a tragedy that I'm so sorry to have to bring up, Rob and Rose, because I know it's something you live with every single day, the loss of your beloved child. And how do you feel, Rose, about this warning label, this tobacco-style warning label on social media?
I appreciate the Surgeon General's efforts. He's essentially alerting everyone that this is a three-alarm fire. But just to echo what you said, it's just a first step, and it doesn't supersede the responsibility of Congress and parents and schools and every other stakeholder involved in this crisis to step up and make change to protect our children.
And Rob, can you talk to other parents who are listening about what you've learned after the loss of Nate, and maybe you could give some insight as to what they can do to prevent something horrible like this happening in their family?
Sure. Well, thank you for having us. And you know, the Surgeon General wanted to put this warning is very similar to the reasons why Rose and I are out here, which is we obviously learned the hardest possible way of what a dangerous cesspool social media can be. And I think waiting for the social media platforms to police themselves is just not at all realistic. They've had years to do this, and they fight it at every step. And so Rose and I are involved in multiple steps to protect kids online, and a couple of them involve legislation. One in particular, we've introduced both in Illinois and in Congress, and I think it's the most immediate and effective way for parents to protect their kids. It's a law called Sammy's Law. And what Sammy's Law would do is that it would force the social media companies to allow parents to use third-party safety monitoring software, much like you might have antivirus software on your computer. This is software that would alert a parent if a kid is being bullied, if a kid is looking to buy drugs, if a kid is being sextorted. And, again, waiting for the social media companies to clean up their act is just not realistic. And parents are understandably, like the Surgeon General issuing a warning all parents about how dangerous it is, would absolutely be beneficial. But frankly, millions of parents already know how dangerous it is. So now they need the tools to do something about it, which is why we're such strong supporters of that piece of legislation.
Yeah, I think it was Jeff Chester, who's the executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, an advocacy group, said warning labels are an illusionary safeguard without serious reforms. But it's the first step toward reform, right?
Well, people keep talking about tobacco.
It's the first step.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Rose.
It's definitely a first step, and it's definitely, I'm hoping that more parents will start to pay attention that before they put their children on social media, that this message from the Surgeon General starts to resonate. Because as Rob and I continue to move through life day by day, we continue to see parents putting their two-year-olds on a cell phone at the dinner table at a restaurant or on an iPad. Or we still hear of the fifth, sixth, and seventh graders, parents allowing them to get onto Snapchat. At what point are parents going to stop putting their children on these dangerous platforms? I'm still waiting. It still baffles me that after everything that's happened and all the talk that's going on in the media and just in the public, parents aren't changing the direction with how they're introducing their children or choosing not to introduce their children to social media. So I really, really hope that what the Surgeon General put out will maybe shake parents a little bit more.
And Rob, before I let you go, will you please tell everyone about Buckets Over Bullying?
Yes, absolutely. So we, in part, with some community leaders and a well-known basketball influencer named Kristen Jaffs, formed an organization a couple years ago to bring a positive message that involves sports and online safety and anti-bullying. And we've held rallies all throughout Chicago and also elsewhere in the country. We're very proud of the fact that we've brought in-person social media safety education to about 4,000 students in Chicago area in the year 2023, and we hope to do at least as many this year. And we're growing that program in several other cities as well. So, I mean, obviously, we're talking about all the dangers and warning kids and parents, but at the same time, we recognize that, you know, putting a positive message that involves, you know, sports figures and it's high energy and really reminds kids that how to that they are going to be online, they're going to interact with their peers in person online, and so just bringing them a good message. This isn't all, you know, these are all the dangers, but it complements everything we're doing. So while my wife and I are involved in legislation and advocacy, we're also happy to bring this message that we think, you know, is probably helping thousands of kids in a different way.
I know it wasn't intended to be your life's work, but you're making a difference because of your loss, and it's a great way to honor Nate. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Rob and Rose Bronstein, and that organization is BucketsOverBullying.org. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.